Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Authors feature. We have Suzetta Perkins. Welcome. Welcome to our showcase.
Thank you. Happy to be
You're
here.
You're very welcome. So tell us about your newest novel, Hollywood Sky, and it was released today. Is that correct?
Yes, I am so excited. Usually on release day, I go to the bookstore and see if it's in, you know, and I do have like a little celebration and so forth, but I knew I better run home and be here so that I can, you know, take the call. I can go in tomorrow. But yes, it was released today, and I'm very excited. But just to give you a little bit about Hollywood Sky, it's about a naive young woman who, you know, she courses this soldier from a nearby military base to marry her mm-hmm. so that she can get away from her small country town. Mm-hmm. But she realizes after traveling 1,000 miles away, because the new married couple, you know, moves to a new duty station in on the Pacific Northwest. But she realizes that she is in a marriage made from hell. And so what Ooh. She does is she yes, and she well she courses this man first of all. You know, she just courses this man into marrying her, and this happens a lot in the military. I'm a former military spouse, so I do know that this big kind of thing okay. happens. So okay, but anyway, so once she realizes that, she knows that she can't be there any longer, and so what she does is she jumps on a bus and heads to the bright lights of Los Angeles, a place I would say that she's really ill-equipped for. But she's hoping for a promise and a dream, and hopefully her dreams will come true. But she does have a little success, and even it appears that it might even soar some when she meets Rico Tillman, who is a well-polished, debonair-looking guy who promises, you know, to take her career to the next level. And she gets a little result, but soon after, she is arrested by the feds. But that's when the story Ooh. Really goes sour. But, of course, Ooh. I can't give you any more because then I would be telling you the whole story. But,
right,
you know,
right,
that's
right.
Just, yeah, but that's just the kind of the crux of the story.
Okay, sounds good. So how did you choose the title for Hollywood Sky?
Well, you know, when I choose a title, generally I choose it first, you know, to drive the story. But I didn't quite know the title for this story in the very beginning. But Sky, it happens to be the name of my main character. And as I've already stated, you know, she ends up in Hollywood. And she gets the name because her manager actually gives her that. And I said, oh, man, that is so appropriate. And once you read the whole story, then you'll understand the whole dynamics of who Hollywood Sky is.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what inspires you to write as an author?
Well, first of all, I have a very vivid imagination. I'm very eclectic, and I have a whole lot of stories swimming around in my head. I've been a reader since I was probably 3 years old, maybe younger, but I don't know because I don't remember that far back. But anyway, but I've been a reader for as long as I can remember, also a writer. And so I think I was really kind of destined to do this, but I love to write. It is my passion. And, you know, and I like to write stories, you know, because there's so many stories out there, you know, that need to be told, you know, and I hopefully mm-hmm. when I write a story, you know, I will inspire, you know, maybe console, educate somebody, you know, and whatever, you know. But I just have mm-hmm. these stories, you know, because they're just, you know, that you know, I write about current events. I write about social issues, you know. I write about mm-hmm. so many different things, even though, you know, my characters are a work of fiction, you know. So I'm just prompted by so many things. It might be just I'm watching TV and watching the news, and I'm like, ah, because the story that I'm presently writing has a military background, and it has a little homeland security stuff in there, and you kind of know where I'm going, you know, because with the state right. of the world is now, you know, and I don't want to give too much of it away, but I'm currently writing this story, you know, and it mm-hmm. is hot. I mean, you know, this story, I mean, it's almost, you know, for me, because when I get involved, I truly get involved with my stories, and I mean, even as I'm, you know, I have to do some research and so forth, you know, to make it true, especially if you're writing about real things, even though this is not, a, you know, a true story or anything like
right.
that, you know. But, you know, it takes me down paths that sometimes it's kind of a little scary and I got to go screech, you know, and so forth. But that is, you know, but I think that is the passion that comes with the passion of a, you know, a good writer. I'm not saying that I'm good. I hope that I'm good, you know, but I mm-hmm. really do love to write. That is my passion. That's my craft, you know, so.
Okay, okay. So mm-hmm. is there a message that you want your audience to walk away after reading your latest novel? Because it sounds like there's a message there. Just from,
oh, yes.
you know, from what you've talked about.
Yes, yes. And, in fact, you know, I don't know if I initially set out to share this message, you know, because my stories, you know, they take twists and turns, and the first story that I initially wrote, set out to write, didn't turn out to be this story. But what the takeaway from this particular story is that, you know, wherever, I think that wherever you may end up in life, you know, whatever obstacles, you know, you may face and so forth on your journey, you know, you may find yourself in. And no matter, you know, sometimes, you know, our journeys become hopeless, you know. Sometimes we're at the bottom of loneliness, you know, we're in the pits of hell, you know. But I want people to know, because God, it takes God through a lot of changes. I feel sorry for, because, you know, my characters, you know, I'm very, you know, what's the word I want to use? It's eluding me right now. I'm very responsibility for my characters, you know. And I mean, sometimes I push them, you know, in bad ways, into bad situations. That is, you know. But anyway, mm-hmm. back to the question. but I always want to know. I want people to know that, regardless of how hopeless a situation may seem, you know, that there is always a will and there's a way out, you know. And I think that if you keep on, I've been using this in my pen line, if you keep looking towards the sky, you know, since this is the Hollywood sky, if you look for the sky, there you can win, you know, if you keep your head to the sky, you know. So, you know, there's always a way out. There's nothing too hard for God, you know, something that saying that we say a lot, you know, that, you know, you can win, you know, you don't have to give up, you know. And hopefully people will get that when they read Hollywood Sky.
Well, good, good, good. So who are three of your favorite authors and why?
Oh, gosh. Wow. You know, that's such a hard question. Because there's so many great authors, you know. But I think if I had to choose my three favorite authors, it would be J. California Cooper, Bernice McFadden, and Mary Monroe.
Okay. And why did you choose those three?
Well, I chose them because they write the kind of stuff that is of the human spirit, if you will. You know, they write that stuff that's so thought-provoking, you know, and it just makes you, you know, search your soul, you know. In fact, I think that's the name of one of J. California's books, you know, Search of Satisfaction, you know, and mm-hmm. Bernice's Sugar, you know. Those are such burning books. Those are books with passion, you know, and I love those kinds of stories. I'm a suspense writer myself, and those are full of suspense, you know, in themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and those are the kind of books that I like. Tanari Vadu is another one that comes to mind, you know, but those mm-hmm. are the kind of books, I love those, you know, that makes me go in there searching and just, oh, you know, be in awe, you know, and so that's why I chose them, because I do enjoy their books. And I'm sorry, I do get kind of excited, so I'm really sorry that, you know, my voice gets elevated sometimes, because
that
I do.
That is okay. That is absolutely okay.
Okay.
So how can our audience learn more about you? Where can they find you on social media? Is there a website? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. I am on Facebook, Suzetta Perkins. I do have a fan page on Facebook, which is Suzetta Perkins fan page. My website, which is suzettaperkins.com, and Twitter. Yeah, at Arthur Sue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you as an author? What's coming up the pipeline next for you?
Well, actually, I wrote a children's book with my granddaughter. She's 13 now. We started, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago writing this mm-hmm. book. And it's just a real short, you know, I call it a short book, about 10 vignettes, you know. And it's entitled mm-hmm. The Adventures of Grammy and Sammy. I'm Grammy, she's Sammy. And so I am so excited. And it's due to come out anytime. I'm doing it with a local publisher, you know. I'm not going through a mainstream mm-hmm. publisher. But anyway, so I don't have the actual release date. I know that it's around the corner, you know, we're finalizing mm-hmm. the last few things. But I think that people would love it, you know, because it's, even though we use fictitious names, even though the names are so close to our own anyway, mm-hmm. but you see some of the adventures that we have as a grandmother and a granddaughter together, you know. So it was fun, you know, because my granddaughter, Samaya, she put as much into it as I did, and she mm-hmm. actually won two Excellence in Writing Awards at her elementary school when she was in elementary. She's in junior high school now, you know, but anyway, okay. So I'm excited about that. So that's what's coming up in the very immediate future. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that sounds so exciting, and congratulations today for the release of Hollywood Sky.
Thank you so much.
Intriguing.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us tonight, too. That is awesome.
Well, I thank you for having me, Latrice. I really do. I appreciate any time that I'm able to, you know, get on the horn and share my work with other people. But you giving me the opportunity just makes that just that much more special. So I do appreciate you and Shirley for, you know, affording me this opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was my pleasure. I